All right, that was 65 Days of Static.
That was cool.
I really love that song. It's called Aren't We All Running? You know, interesting philosophical question to ask. You know, is there something that we're all running from? I don't know.
Are you running from anything?
Am I? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm asking you. It's not to put you on the spot.
I'm going to have to think about that one, Alex.
I'm trying to think, am I running from stuff? I feel like I try to address things when I can.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I feel like it's better to, like, deal with something head on and then, like, resolve it.
I don't know. There's definitely some things I...
There's
definitely things I run from.
Oh, I run.
Let's be real.
I don't actually run in real life.
Well, it's... Yeah.
But so you'd almost be amazed how fast I run in my head. My non-swimmer's body gives no indication of how fast my mind will run.
Yeah, no, it's more of a mental thing, I think. At least for me.
Oh, for sure.
So yeah, I actually really like that song. I just came across it putting like Spotify radio on some like random things. I don't know.
I've honestly not used Spotify radio very much. I'm like a Spotify junkie.
Yeah.
But like I very much use it just as like a personal library. Like I save whole albums and like it's like essentially like it's like if I were just collecting records but on a digital platform.
And like really quick and really addictively.
Dude, oh my god. It's the only thing that's like
oh, I just downloaded an album. Oh, I just downloaded another album. Oh, I just downloaded another album.
On my phone. Like I never exit that app. Or not on my computer either unless my internet's like trash.
Yeah.
But oh.
No, it's always open on both.
It's just like I'm so interested to see what the next thing is going to be.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you and I are both like vinyl junkies.
True. Yeah.
And like, I don't know about you, but like, I don't know. I like both. I want both.
No, I definitely need both in my life because like.
So is there a middle ground that can be met, or do you think continue diverging? Like, my one theory was that like maybe. We just have like a super hi-fi setup at home with like nice records and stuff, and then like on the go, and eventually like
I mean that's what it is for me right now.
Yeah, that's what it is for me too. Although I moved my room around, so my record player is not even hooked up because I don't have a wire long enough, and it sucks also because like I was running it right into the back of my speakers.
Yeah,
so I had no volume control, and these are like janky old speakers my dad got rid of years ago, and like they've got static issues, and like it was just really bad. So now I've got like an Amazon cart filled with like feet and feet and feet of different wires, as well as like a mixing board, and I'm too chicken to pull the trigger on that like triple digit shopping cart.
It's like buy it for the radio station.
What did you spend your money? I bought like $50 of wires today.
I'm not gonna lie, like during finals week, awesome. I legitimately binge bought like $50 of wires.
Oh dude, whenever it's a terrible dude, oh
I'm
my
an awful
god
person.
Whenever I have a bad day, I'm just like I just blow money on like a record or like something new, like some new guitar toy or
no, but it's worse because I literally just bought wires and I was so excited.
What kind of wires?
I bought like
give me the sexy details.
Hub. I got like a 10 pack of USB micro.
Oh,
ones.
I need a micro USB.
Mm-hmm. You always need them.
I have run out. Mine like break a lot because they're kind of like
they're a little janky.
They're a little janky. They're a little like flimsy. I want a USB hub. I want a powered USB hub.
That's what I got, and it has like two things that you can plug in your phone to charge them. It's nice. It's a nice USB hub. I spent too much money on it, but no, I didn't.
You spend on it?
And I got like a USB 3.0.
Oh, like killing me right now. I just want to like always have it plugged in because right now, like I have to plug my fast track in, and I'm running my speakers through it, and like. You have to be really careful. You have to really be diligent about turning the volume down or they'll pop. And like, it would just be nice to kind of have shit.
Yeah. I mean, I just have everything plugged into the USB hub and then I just plug in one wire. I got it because I had like six cables coming out of my computer. And every time I put my computer down to like mount to my setup on my desk, I was like, wire, 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 wire. And I was just like, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah. Dude. Oh, it's so nice when you like find that perfect piece of new gear that like streamlines your operation.
Right.
When you're just like, oh, I'm so tired of having to unplug this and plug this in, and these always get crossed, and then you're just like, oh.
Or I could just do this.
Or I could just do that.
Yeah.
I love gear.
Totally. It's all about like streamlining.
Oh. Workflow, organization. Workflow organization. Yeah, workflow, though. I've been doing some recording in the past couple days because of my new setup. It's like been inspiring me to get some stuff done.
Very nice.
Yeah. So
have you recorded anything? You want to play anything? Am I putting you on the spot?
I could. You're definitely putting me on the spot. I've never played things on air, actually.
Really?
I'm definitely, no, not of my own. Not that I've written. I don't like how I sound. So I'm like, I just want to perform at some point because then I can't hear how I sound, you know?
Or you can just put it on the radio and then see how you sound.
Well, that's true too, I guess. you know, and it's like, it's only like 5 listeners.
my parents are listening. If that
are
makes
they?
You feel any better. Yeah, they are. Hi, parents.
Hi, Mr. and Mrs. Meyer.
And anybody driving
It's nice
by.
To meet you, sort of. If you want to call in, I'd love to chat with you. Your son is a lovely man. He is a great person.
Again, I think they're asleep right now. But again, that's 617-627-3800.
So are they going to listen to the archive?
Oh, yeah. They're probably
going to
listen to the archive.
Okay, well, it's nice to meet future you. I'm Alex. Dan and I work together in 40 and at the radio station.
It was painful.
And we're buds.
Yeah.
And we made it through.
We survived.
Yes, we did. No, so, I mean, I don't know. I've got like some... I started laying down this new song, but definitely don't want the vocals coming over the radio or anything like that.
All right. If you're not feeling up to it...
I could give like the intro, but it's like not all that impressive.
Do you want to sample it?
Yeah, we could do
we
a quick sample.
Sample.
Let's
we could
do a quick sample.
All right. So you're
here, I'm on aux too.
All right.
Just do some muting here. I hope this is running to the right output. Let's see. I don't know how good it sounds either, so I'll play it by ear.
Work in progress.
It's a work in progress. That was like just a
teaser,
a little bit of like brainstorming. I like came up with a vocal melody, and it was like I've been working on my songwriting a lot lately, and
it's
like
good.
I've been trying to. I'm usually really self-judgmental about my songwriting, mm-hmm. So I've been trying to like be a little bit more open to the creative process and messing up and like trying again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And like every time I've written a song in the last like 3 months, I've come at it from a different angle. Like one has been from a guitar rhythm.
Yeah.
And then another was from a guitar line that built into a rhythm. And then another was from a vocal melody. And then another was from like a weird drop tuning. It's fun. It's fun messing around. But this one started as a vocal melody. And I don't know. I'm fleshing out the lyrics. And I'm not sure what kind of timbre to put on the voice. But it's getting there. I've got
just
a little bit of structure
just
here.
Just auto-tune it, you know. So I'm like T-Pain.
Yeah, or, yeah, dude, that would probably go really well with
this.
That would
sound
like
really
it.
Good with the...
with the guitars.
You definitely have a very unique sound.
Really?
You would, yeah.
I feel like it doesn't sound all that different, personally. I feel like I can hear my influences in it, you know?
Well, yeah.
Because, like,
yeah.
I know
no,
what
I'm,
my
I'm
influences
saying you'd have
are.
A unique sound if you auto-tuned your voice.
Oh, over. True. That's very true. Well, that's true. That would be,
I don't know how that would sound, though.
I mean, that would be
to be honest, I don't know if I'd listen to that.
Yeah, that'd be a weird hybridization. I don't think I would be. I would not be my target audience.
No.
So I'll tell you that much. But, yeah, I don't know. I've got a song that I could play if you want me to.
You have a song queued up to...
I've got a song ready whenever.
All right.
I don't know. Any more comments?
Nah, just play it.
All right, cool. Well, this is a song from Dilly Dally. A friend recommended it.
All right, let's go.
One, two, three! burgers, cars, a functioning economy.
You can still have a functioning economy and preserve open spaces with a little planning.
Yeah. Socialism. Complete disaster.
Theodore Roosevelt was a socialist, and William Butler.
Socialism.
No, I'm not. I'm talking about not covering every square inch of populated America with houses and strip malls until you can't even remember what happens when you stand in the meadow at dusk. What happens in the meadow at dusk?
Stop reading. don't die from complications. Complications due to things that I've left undone. That all my debts will be left unpaid. Feel like a cripple without a cane. I'm like a jack of all trades, who's a master of none. Then there's my father. He's always looking on the bright side, saying things like, son, life just ain't that hard. He is the grand optimist. I am the world's poor pessimist. You give him burdens sometimes, and he will escape unscarred. Gained no strength from counting the beads on a rosary. And now the wound has begun to turn. Another lesson that has gone unlearned. But this is not a cry for pity or for sympathy.
I've seen the world, done it all, had my cake now. Diamonds, brilliant, embellished now. Hot summer nights, midnight, when you and I were forever wild. Crazy days, city lights, when you would please let me bring my man. When he comes, tell me that you let him in. Father, tell me if you can. Oh, that grace, oh, that body, oh, that face. Makes me wanna party, he's my son. He makes me shine like diamonds. Will you still love me when I'm no longer young and beautiful? Will you still love me when I'm got nothing but my aching soul? I know you will, I know you will, I know that you will. Will you still love me when I'm no longer beautiful? Will you still love me when I'm no longer beautiful?
Yeah.
All right, that was some Nirvana after. Oh wow, we haven't all talked kinds in a while.
Yeah, we haven't talked in a while.
Yeah, we have. So we had Maybe She Will with This Time Last Year.
That was cool. A while ago. Really liked that. That was very, very different and cool.
Yeah. So they started off with the, I don't know if you still remember, it was the metal or the hard rock sound at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then quickly went into sort of this like spacey guitar into an electronic part with some sound, some voice samples. And then back into the hard rock.
Very cool. Very cool transitions. And like it flowed for something that like was so starkly different and like had such distinct parts. It flowed very nicely and pretty seamlessly. It was very cool. Very cool.
It's very chaotic.
Yeah, I got to check out more of that.
Yeah.
What's the name of that band one more time?
Maybe She Will.
Maybe She Will.
So I don't know if you're just joining now or if you heard the song, but I like it a lot. Then after that, we had The Who
with
the classic Won't Get Fooled Again.
I played that. I love that song, and I think it's got a really good message. Don't let yourself get fooled. It's not worth it.
No, it's really not. It's
be true to yourself. To thine own self be true, said Shakespeare.
Very nice.
So, take it to heart.
Yeah, and don't
take that home. Don't get fooled by anything.
Or anyone.
Exactly. Or anyone.
Exactly. And, good message on Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Then we have...
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. Clearly me and
I was
Alex.
Thinking of organizing a parade where we just wear black and spit on things that people hold dear. Why
didn't you... I would have been there.
We could do it after.
All right, well, we're going to do that after the show.
Yeah, so if you want to put on a full black outfit... come spit on stuff with us.
Yeah, we're over in Curtis Hall at Tufts University. Just stop
Let us
on
know.
By.
Let us know Let if us you've know got as much disdain for St. Valentine's Day as we do.
It'll happen.
We're jaded.
Anyways, after that, we had City in Color with Grand Optimist, a great acoustic song.
Grand Optimist. Very nice. Very nice transition there, Dan. It's like you planned it.
I almost did. But, so that the great acoustic song followed by Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox's cover of Young and Beautiful, originally by Lana Del Rey, and then Nirvana with Territorial Pissings and Drain You.
Love it. Love beautiful. It. We opened up the windows in the station.
It's
just
getting kind of cold.
It
now.
Is getting cold. My legs are cold. Yeah. I'm going to close those after we cut next, but
we should do that.
I did, however, enjoy spreading the music too.
And then we have a public service announcement.
We've got a PSA. Are you ready for me?
Yeah, no, go nuts.
Alrighty, so Dan and I are both computer geeks.
Yeah.
So I thought that I would choose this one because security, you know, like personal privacy is very important and you never know who's accessing your stuff. So why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and don't use it, why not cover up the camera with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I don't cover my camera.
I don't either. And you know what? I have to say, I'm not as worried about this like malware stuff. Like, we've got Macs. Like, generally, we're... Or, no, you don't have a Mac.
I run Linux, baby.
You run a Linux. I forgot. I'm sorry. We just
they're
had a conversation.
They're not writing viruses.
No, they're not writing viruses. Because they know it's not worth it. Anyone who's running a Linux in their spare time can kill the virus in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
No one's writing it for Mac because, like, I don't know. It's just...
They're writing it for Mac. They're writing it for Mac.
I haven't like, seen any, though, really. Not like I would get on the Windows. I was running Windows, I was just... It's killing me. I'm more worried about the government spying on me through my camera.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of them. In general,
no, I'm aware of your disdain for the government, but anyways, let's listen to some music.
Let's do it.
Whatever.
What are you feeling?
I'm gonna play some Kendrick.
That's a good call. Old Kendrick, new Kendrick,
new Kendrick,
new Kendrick.
New Kendrick's good.
Very nice.
We could play some old Kendrick maybe after.
Maybe we should like do like a little bit of Pimp a Butterfly and then a little bit of Section 80.
We could do some Section 80.
Could be interesting.
Is it Section 80 or Section 8.0?
I always called it Section 80. I think
everyone
it's Section 80,
it Section 80
because he says Section 80 somewhere in the Section 80.
Could be it.
In one of the lines. So.
Yeah. All right. We'll listen to music now.
We'll listen to music.
All right.
This is a world premiere. I've been through a whole lot. Trial, tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie. Pray that the holy water don't go dry, yeah, yeah.
as I look around me. So many motherfuckers wanna tell me, but enemy gon' never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they found me. And I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, because it takes you back.
What you gon' do? Lift up your head and keep moving. Or let the paranoia haunt you. Peace to fashion police, I wear my heart on my sleeve, let the runway start. You know the miserable, do love company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confidence, everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this,
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto because it takes you back. In the hood, and a mob of police, and a rock on the corner, and a line full of fiend, and a bottle full of lean, and a motto on a scheme, yep. These days of frustration, keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up, he 5-4 for faces. Dreams are reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry now. The strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto, because it takes you
back. I love myself.
Thank you for tuning in tonight for Soundtrack of Your Life. We hope you have a great Sunday night, and look forward to hearing you next week.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
Yeah, you're welcome, Alex.
Catch you guys later.
We're going to go have that parade now.
All right.
Here's more Kendrick.
30,000 feet in the air. Steward is complimenting me on my nappy hair. If I can fuck her in front of all of these passengers, they'll probably think I'm a terrorist. Eat my asparagus, then I'm asking her thoughts of a young nigga. Fast money and freedom, a crash dummy for dollars. I know you dying to meet him, I probably die in a minute. Just bury me with 20 bitches, 20 million in a countdown fitted. Hold up, 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 hold up. Yeah, big shit poppin'. Section 80. Back in this bitch in the back of that bitch with my back against the wall and your bitch on the edge of my dick. Jump off. I call a bitch, a hoe, a hoe. A woman, I never did nothing but break the ground on top of the asphalt. Tire mark gave you evidence that I'm easily pedaling with the speed of a lightning bolt. As a kid, I killed two adults. I'm too advanced. I lived my 20s at 2 years old, the wiser man. Truth be told, I'm like 87. Wicked as 80 reverends in a pool of fire with devils holding hands.
from a distance, don't know which one is a Christian. Damn, who can I trust in 2012? That's no one, not even myself. A Gemini screaming for help. Somebody, hold up, 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 hold up. Yeah, big shit popping. Everybody watching. When you do it like this, nigga, losing ain't an option. Hold up. Seven nigga working this ass for it. She popping that ass for it. The king of diamonds with diamonds, I never do ask for it. They checking my passport. I'm too accustomed with customs, you calling the task force. I killed it, somebody cuff them, they want me to fast forward. The game and why you complain when you niggas is passport. You'll never hop in my lane when you pushing a rap for it. You wrecking my Jaguar, you play like a bad sport. Her feet on the dashboard. Hola, 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 hola.